Tasting beer is an experience where all of our senses, sight, touch, hearing, smell, and taste, take part. They all have an influence on the perception we may have of a product. Does it happen to you that beer tastes better on a hot day or on a Saturday night? This happens precisely because of the place, moment, and our predisposition to drink beer influence our perception through the senses. It is possible to say that tasting started precisely when you entered the brewery. Very likely, different images and sensations have been developing in your mind as a result of the stimuli you received all along the tour. Do you already have the Lisa in your hand? If the answer is affirmative, the first thing you will notice is its temperature. A lighter beer is usually consumed at lower temperatures, approximately 2 degrees Celsius, 35.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And the darker the beer is, the higher the consumption temperature should be. Now, let's have a look at its color and turbidity. Cerveza Santa Fe is characterized for its pale golden color and crystal clear transparency. Schneider is of a more intense golden color. It is necessary to take care of the details to preserve the smooth taste and peculiar aroma of the Lisa. The glass is very important, and it needs to be clean and should always be washed using a neutral detergent so it does not get contaminated with undesirable aromas and tastes. To make sure the glass is clean, there cannot be any bubbles on its walls, but it does not mean it does not have gas. As carbonation is another of the aspects assessed during the tasting. As regards this, we have to take a look both at the number and the size of the bubbles, both in the liquid and the froth. If we look from the bottom, we will see how bubbles get together over the froth crown, which acts as a cap to preserve the beer's aromas and gas. The Lager Lisa's froth is characterized not only for being 2 centimeters high, but also for being white, compact, and persistent. In the past, it was common to put a toothpick on the froth to make sure it was the appropriate one. Stout beers, for example, have a creamier froth and a dark brown or caramel color, precisely that sensation that is perceived through sight and is the one that will contribute to create the creamy sensation and coffee and chocolate reminiscence which that beer variety looks for when it enters the mouth. Shall we speak about details? Now let's smell beer. Let's wave it to help it release aromas. Cerveza Santa Fe is characterized for the presence of aromas that derive straight away from its ingredients: hop, yeast, and cereals. Surely, these aromas remind you of the brewing room we previously visited, or the so characteristic hop aroma in the mansion's upper floor. Lastly, let's taste beer. Yes, it was time. To taste it, just take a little sip. Now please spread it out all over your mouth and pay attention to the different sensations you find. With your tongue, you will feel the basic sweet, bitter, and sour tastes. With the rest of your mouth, you'll perceive its astringency, sting, smoothness, temperature, and carbonation. Cerveza Santa Fe is characterized for its smoothness, so we will not find strong tastes of aromas, but a nice balance between a slight bitterness and delicate fruit flavors instead. You will also find a subtle sweetness. However, Schneider presents a stronger bitterness and body, typical from German beers, but adjusted to the local taste. This is the end of the tour through the origins of our beer tradition, and we hope you have enjoyed it. We also hope you make the most of your stay in Santa Fe to go on tasting and learning more about one of the most prominent aspects of Santa Fecinian gastronomy.